This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
James O'Keefe here, Project Veritas. We have won a historic battle in a defamation lawsuit against the New York Times and New York Supreme Court, not granting motion to dismiss against the New York Times. This is extraordinary. A lot of people are talking about it. Fox News, Daily Wire, Washington Examiner, Zero Hedge, even President Trump brought it up.
Congratulate Project Veritas on their big win on the New York Times. Now the suit will continue.
Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley saying he expects to, quote, teach the case next year in his own torts class when he deals in defamation. Now, many of you wondering, why is this such a big deal? Because to get past motion to dismiss in a defamation lawsuit against the New York Times is such a big win. Listen to this Canadian lawyer on YouTube tell you why.
The absolute state of defamation law in the United States is that it is a victory simply to be allowed to continue suing for defamation.
So much to tell you. We're going to take you through this judge's order, and we're going to give you the full details right now. This is the eighth time in more than half a century that the New York Times has lost a motion to dismiss without appeal. And we've learned this is the first case ever where the New York Times lost under New York's new anti-slap laws enacted last year. Now, because we've won on this motion, we get to do discovery.
The decision by the state Supreme Court, which is a trial court, allows Veritas to take the depositions of relevant New York Times employees, which Veritas founder and President James O'Keefe said he would record and expose.
I mean, America, this is what you've been waiting for. Now we get to open up the New York Times' newsroom. They're the ones in the hot seat. Now we can shine a light into their practices and what they're doing under oath and videotaped. How did we do it? We have the help of one of the nation's best defamation lawyers, Libby Locke, who helped us sue the New York Times last fall. If you recall our investigation on the Minnesota ballot harvesting videos, which were self-evident, clear as day. It was all caught on tape.
Last year, Project Veritas, the journalism group, published a series of videos documenting what looked like voter fraud in Ilhan Omar's congressional district. In one of those videos, the brother-in-law of a Minneapolis politician is seen bragging about collecting hundreds of absentee ballots in his car.
Numbers don't lie. Numbers don't lie. What would you think? Gary, you have absent ballots. Really?
Other footage showed Minneapolis officials acknowledging that political operatives were paying elderly people for their mail-in ballots.
There's three,
yes.
There's 3,000 for one house.
Okay.
And it's all seniors, and they took every ballot.
So we have here in Allegheny. The money was brought by Allegheny. Allegheny is the campaign chair of Ilhan. He's a staffer in her office.
It's got to be illegal, right? But it was happening.
That's illegal, why?
We don't get illegal. I have lies.
So almost immediately, the New York Times dispatched one of its reporters to shut it down. The Times reported that the footage from Project Veritas was part of a, quote, coordinated disinformation campaign. As a matter of fact, the Times declared, Project Veritas's videos were, quote, deceptive.
Now, you just saw evidence of a man with ballots all over his lap. It's illegal in Minnesota to obtain more than three ballots, to have in your possession more than three ballots. And the New York Times bizarrely looked at the same video, which you just saw clips from, and said that we were making claims without evidence. You can see their faces. You can see the faces of the man who exchanges $200 cash, and they lied. And they said that we relied solely on unnamed sources. Now, what was interesting is that reporter Maggie Astor, who wrote the article, in the affidavit when she was then under oath in this lawsuit, she changed her tune, remember? She changed it from solely to many. So they've already admitted that they're lying. And this is the importance of the discovery process, because only when they're under oath, do they tell the truth? It was a glaring admission that we did, in fact, use named sources. In fact, all we did was show you people talking and show you evidence. But still, the New York Times called our video deceptive and refused to retract after we asked. So we sued. The Times asked the court to dismiss our case and make us pay their attorney's fees. Well, just last week, on March 18th, Justice Charles Wood, New York Supreme Court, issued a historic order.
All right,
dismissal,
ladies and gentlemen, we celebrate a huge victory for Project Veritas on the other side with James O'Keefe.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're into the second hour of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer sitting in for Alex Jones. James O'Keefe from Project Veritas joins us now. We just rolled a small snippet of the big breaking report of their victory over the New York Times. James, before we get into the ins and outs of the expose that you've done, not just on the ballot harvesting on the piece featured in this legal case, but more importantly, the victory here. What does it mean? What should America take away from this legal victory for you? What does it mean to Project Veritas? Where do you go from here on this case? All right, James, are you hearing me? Because I'm not hearing you.
I'm sorry, guys. Can you hear me now?
Censored by the New York Times, I'll just say it.
Well, here I am. Thanks, Owen, for having me on. I appreciate it. This is only the eighth time we're aware of that someone has gotten past this motion to dismiss phase in a defamation lawsuit against the New York Times. Why is that such a big deal? That's because now we get to do discovery into the New York Times. We get to open up their reporters' notebooks and see if they knowingly lied about me. The judge in this case already said that they're the ones who are part of a disinformation campaign, that they were acting, quote, deceptively in this historic order. So we've made this video. We even hired a voice actor to read quotes from the judge. It's pretty amazing stuff in this order. They're basically saying everything that they accused us of, that they did, that they're blurring opinion and fact in this article. And, oh, and the reason why this is such a big deal is because the New York Times article that came out during the election calling our videos disinformation, well, Facebook relied upon that to ban the videos. So there's just a lot to say, a lot to break down, and I have a lot to say about it. So however you want to proceed, Owen.
Well, think about the implications there, because this is what they do. It's all about timing. They know that your videos strike when the moment is hot, when the moment is ripe. And so they want to make sure that your videos don't have the impact in that moment. So, for example, like this election. Wow, if people saw this, if people saw the ballot harvesting that you guys captured, if people saw the pay for ballots that you guys captured, that's major landslide movement type of stuff. So they lie about you, censor it during the election. But maybe now, if you can have a massive legal victory against them, maybe they won't be so inclined to do that in the future.
Yeah, I think the only thing they respond to is power. And the deterrent here is the fact that now they have to we have to conduct videotaped depositions. So this is very complicated, but defamation law. So I have to prove actual malice. That means I have to prove that they knowingly lied about me. And the reason why that's so hard is because you can't prove that until you get to the discovery phase of litigation. And you usually can't do that without having proved it. So it's sort of a paradox, and most people don't win like this. But this was so egregious. The judge writes in this order, there's just no – it's very impossible that the reporter was able to ask for comment, do all the things she needed to do. And the other thing the judge says in this order is he says that, it's like David versus Goliath. Well, Goliath is trying to claim protections from us, from a competitor armed with a video camera. And a lot of amazing quotes in here. The judge also says the New York Times cites all these other people calling us misinformation. And the judge says, quote, while this is a lengthy media list, polling does not decide the truth nor speak to evidence. It's a quote from New York Supreme Court talking about that. So I think this is historic, and I think it's time that we open up the reporters' notebooks. When they lie, they forfeit the right to protect their sources and methods. Certainly, I've been sued over a dozen times. Nobody cared when I was sued and went through discovery. So it's very important that we open it up because, when they said that these videos are fake, they're not real, it's misinformation, it's deceptive, and it's time to hold them accountable. It's time to go to a jury trial, which we will be doing in New York court, and we will win.
Well, this is incredible considering this is all from a judge in New York, where I would imagine, it's tougher to win things like this, specifically against the New York Times. But I would imagine the paper shredders are probably working overtime right now at the New York Times since this ruling, James.
Well, it is illegal, or it's they should be held in contempt of court if they do that. But I just want to repeat something. People wonder, why are you celebrating this victory when you haven't won a trial yet? Because to win in the United States, just to have the judge say that you can conduct videotaped under oath depositions of New York Times employees, what that means is I get to sit down at a conference table all day long and ask them questions that they are required to answer under oath. I get to ask them what was going through their head when they said that I was part of a quote-unquote disinformation campaign. And these reporters, Maggie Astor and Shu are their names, were driven by resentment. They were driven by malice towards me. And this was on September 27th. That's the day the New York Times did the Trump tax return story. And our video, unbeknownst to me at the time, because I didn't know that the New York Times was coming out with the Trump tax return story, but the New York Times was resentful that our Minnesota ballot harvesting videos pushed them off the trending column on Twitter. So it was driven by a much hyped story about President Trump's tax returns being upstaged by our report. So the judge is talking about this in the order. And the New York Times' own ethical policies they publish on their website prohibit reporters from injecting their opinions in news articles. Well, Owen, the judge in this case says that's exactly what they did. they blurred fact and opinion. And in their defense, they defended themselves trying to dismiss the lawsuit by saying that it's an, quote, unverifiable expression of opinion. So their defense is essentially, well, we can't be held responsible for anything we report because it's all just opinion. Well, that's ironic. And I think they've really dug themselves a hole. They're in between a rock and a hard place, saying that all the stuff they write is just opinion in a front page or in an A section news article. So I am very excited to depose them, depositions. If you don't know what a deposition is, again, it's videotaped, it's on camera, you're under oath, and by law you have to reply to my questions. So we're very excited to hold them accountable, and it's the only thing they fear, Owen, is to be held accountable. They're going to cry First Amendment, but again, you can't lie about people like this with malice in your heart. It is actually unlawful. You will be, it's a tortious issue in the law. You can't do it, and it's time, frankly, it's time more people start suing the New York Times for defamation. That's what we hope happens as a result of this, and I think that's exactly what will happen.
Well, we won't let the New York Times have any idea what that deposition may look like, but, I think that this is, I hope millions of eyes and ears and Americans end up seeing this, because I think what is going to be learned from this, at the least, James, is that much of what the New York Times tries to do, and it's not just the New York Times, but for this case, we'll talk New York Times, is they knowingly misrepresent the truth, or they knowingly fabricate narratives because they have a political agenda. And the Trump tax returns is another perfect example. They thought, oh, look at this. We'll destroy Trump. We'll make him look bad. We'll get the tax returns out there. That'll get him. But it turns out there was nothing there. It was really just a political stunt. And then they get mad that your real journalism, not a stunt, not an agenda, not a false narrative, but real journalism, cameras, faces, voices, exchanges, beat their fake political news hack story.
And Owen, this is a direct quote from this order. I'm going to read it to you. It says, the defendants, the New York Times, quote, setting out with a preconceived narrative, being motivated by ill will and bias, failing to contact obvious sources of information, relying on biased and non-credible news sources, violating journalistic standards, refusing to retract after we called them out on it, Veritas alleges it has exceeded that standard by pleading overwhelming evidence of actual malice. That means that they knew that they were lying about us. Oh, and they said in this article in October, the New York Times wrote that we were, quote, making claims without evidence. Can you believe? I mean, the video is everyone's name. There's faces there. It's so clear. And for them to say that, I think we've crossed the Rubicon. And that's why they're in the position they're in. And you better believe that they're scared. You know what? They're scared about the discovery process, me opening up the report notebooks. And you better believe the paper shredders, they're probably trying to determine whether they should be
shredded. I'm telling you, look at the power bill for the New York Times. The paper shredders are working double time. Huge victory for Project Veritas. We got to celebrate it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients, just like you, reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sing about Retracto the Alpaca, so you may be a little bit confused, but that's what this is. Oh!
Look at James, he loves it! That's for you, New York Times. Can you hear us now, New York Times? James O'Keefe is with us. We should be celebrating a huge victory for Project Veritas, but they're just beginning the fight against the fake news New York Times. Let's not focus too much on this, James, because the more we say, the more they're going to be tuned in to just listen to anything they can think to do. So they're probably, if you're a paper shredding company in New York, you're probably going to be getting a call from the New York Times here shortly.
And again, I believe that that's unlawful. You can't destroy documents during the lawsuit, but we know that our adversaries, I hate to call them adversaries because we're supposed to be fighting for the cause of truth, we know that they tend to stretch things. I just wanted to read one more quote. You know, this is from the motion. And the judge said that the terms, quote, disinformation and deceptive, I'm sorry, from the order, the judge's order, New York Supreme Court, the terms disinformation and deceptive provided by the New York Times certainly apply to the reporter's failure to note that they injected their opinions in news articles. Mike Cernovich just tweeted something to that effect, that their entire defense relies upon the fact that everything they write is an opinion, so they can't be held accountable for what they write. You can't make this stuff up. That's why it's so great to sue them, because they do things like cite Wikipedia in their legal motions. I can't believe they cited Wikipedia in their motions. And, you know, this is what happens when you're a liar, Owen. You know, you have no defense when you're under oath.
Well, and this is what happens when you tell the truth. This is what happens when Project Veritas just films the truth. That's all it is. They can't say that you edited that video. You didn't. They can't say that you took anything out of context. You didn't. In fact, you just provide commentary. You narrate over your videos. You wouldn't even have to do that, James. The real reason why you do that is because sometimes the audio is kind of garbled or tough on some of these recordings. You wouldn't even have to do that. I mean, imagine. You could just put out the videos in just on their own, and they would still say that they're fake.
Right, and I like what you have on the screen there. It's an embarrassing defense, is what it is. And I think that this goes to the whole idea of journalism, that journalism should be primary sources. You should not be wholly relying upon anonymously sourced material. Like in the Matt Gaetz example, there's an issue where there's a little bit of overlap here because you got people in the Justice Department supposedly prosecuting or looking into illegal behavior saying, quote, people familiar with the situation. Well, I never do that. I never say people familiar with the situation. I show you the damn situation. I show you the guy in Minnesota ballot harvesting. I show you it firsthand. It's first participant observation journalism. I'm not asking you to trust me. I'm showing you the activity. And there's a case where we showed you the activity, Owen. It was in Minnesota. It was clear as day. The guy had hundreds of ballots. He was bragging about how illegal it was. You could see his lips moving. He uploaded it to his own Snapchat account. And they said I was making claims without evidence. And that's why we're suing. And again, I think a lot of people need to follow up with lawsuits. We have to sue these people. It's the only thing they respond to. And I know that people will sue following up in our footsteps.
And thank God for Project Veritas blazing the trail and leading the way. James, is there anything else that you want to talk about with this story before I move on to the next?
No, let's move on to the next one.
You got incredible footage. Your team got incredible footage from the makeshift facilities. They're really not even facilities down at the southern border. James, what do you make of just in two short years, the Democrat Party sending their own media, having their own photo shoots, making this the most dire situation at the southern border to now here today when it's 10 times worse than it was then? You have the footage. We have the footage. And now they say that it's not even happening. What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, what I make of it is that a lot of these Customs and Border Patrol agents and federal agents, I told this to Alex last week, they've got nowhere to go. And they can't trust the media. And I saw ABC News. They tweet out sanctioned photographs. They're given photographs by the press lackeys at these federal agencies. So what we don't see is what they don't want us to see. And we want to see the unsanctioned things. So I went down to Donna, Texas a couple weeks ago, and we got the first photos inside that facility. You're showing your images right there. They threatened to kick me out. So it was private property. I believe it is private property, so someone's making money off this whole deal. That's another story. And then we got an airplane and flew right about 300-500 feet right over the facility. We could see the soccer fields, the AstroTurf, and those are kids aged 6 to 16. Those are the first images, world exclusive by Project Veritas, and they're laying in those metal blankets. What I make of it, Owen, is that we have to see the unsanctioned things, the things that the press people for the Customs and Border agencies don't want us to see. That means we have to work with whistleblowers. Last week, we broke another story under the International Anzaduas Bridge in McAllen, Texas, showing them sleeping in dirt. This is a federal facility outside on the dirt in blankets. And the whistleblowers come to us because there's nowhere else to go. I know they're going to InfoWars as well. There's simply nowhere else for these whistleblowers to go. So we have to tell their stories and not rely upon the official sanctioned account from the press lackeys at DHS.
And, you know, there's also intimidation from within where a lot of the Border Patrol agents or ICE agents, you know, they've been told, hey, you don't talk. You give people this phone number, we'll handle the media. And so they kind of have to, you know, do a little under the table card shuffle to us to get this information. But, James, I don't know if you're aware, your reporting there at Donna at that facility was so powerful. They had to I went down there. They don't even let you on the turf of land. They are not. They now tell me I have to be across the street to even yes. film or they're going to send police to arrest me.
Yeah, I walked up to that official that was standing with a reflecting vest right outside the doors. I think I was the first person there. I was there Thursday, the week prior to all those photos being released. And what was interesting is I was reporting on this facility. I had a flag mic. The kids were coming on the buses. Everyone that drove by was giving me like the middle finger. People obviously did not want me there.
Yep.
The locals didn't want me there, the people who ran the facility. And they said, this is private property. I said, you know what isn't private property? Airspace. So we got into a little Cirrus plane and flew circles around the facility. But, you know, Owen, it really comes down to the rank and file people that work for these agencies are so pissed off. And a lot of them are leaking and working with me. I'm trying to protect their identity. Some of them are willing to go on the record. And they talk about rape trees. They talk about kids dying in the desert. They talk about a lot of horrific stuff. And journalism is just simply going there and working with these people. It disgusts me to see ABC News and CNN working in hand with these press people rather than doing the journalism. But if they won't do it, then we have to do it. Your audience needs to know that. And if you're in the audience for InfoWars and you want to work with me, it's veritastips@protonmail.com. That's V-E-R-I-T-A-S tips at protonmail.com.
James, I wish we had another segment with you. I'd love to talk about the money-making process here because somebody's making money. To claim that that's private property, somebody's making money. And then again, why are there people in the facilities flicking off cameras, blocking cameras? They know they're doing something wrong. But James O'Keefe, you're a busy man. ProjectVeritas.com, folks. Get involved. Volunteer. Get involved with Project Veritas. Be a hero. James, thank you so much. Congratulations on your big victory.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with the Alex Jones.
Granny Do Right. Granny Do Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
It's totally out of control. I mean, look, there's so many different angles here, but I'll just give you the gist of it. Family on a Spirit Airlines flight, everyone wearing masks. A 2-year-old baby is eating yogurt with a spoon, and the family gets kicked off of the flight because the 2-year-old that's eating doesn't have a mask on. So this is the insanity we're going to have to deal with the rest of our lives if we don't face this tyranny now and wipe it out now. So we're going to have that footage
coming up here shortly. What a great interview with James O'Keefe. Always great to be joined by Project Veritas. Always great to interface with Project Veritas. And, you know, Project Veritas never sleeps, never stops, just like us here at InfoWars. So we understand the battle. We can relate. And I wish every news outlet would feature James O'Keefe and Project Veritas, but they don't. We here at InfoWars always will, and that's why it's imperative to keep us on air, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I've told you about Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I won't take the time again to read all the different vitamins and minerals in Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com that give you more than 100% of your daily value on the fact sheet here on the back. I did that already, but I will tell you, I start every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I suggest it for you as well. It's back in stock. It's a top seller, top rated. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And you know, here's the thing that we've done with Vitamin Mineral Fusion that's so great. A lot of people have tried and have put together a supplement that has over 100% of the daily value and a lot of other great supplements and things. But the one thing they've never been able to do was make it taste good. Ours tastes great. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com, highly recommended by yours truly. I take it every morning. And don't forget about all the other great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. The water filters, the air filters, all of our t-shirts are on sale right now, $17.76. By the way, a lot of t-shirts end up selling out quick when we do this special, so if there's a t-shirt you've had your eye on at InfoWarsStore.com, they're selling right now for $17.76. Get that apparel before it sells out at InfoWarsStore.com. Also back in stock, Rocket Rest. Back in stock, the great sleep aid. And it is 40% off as well. All at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com keeps us on air right here at InfoWars.com/show, band.video, bandthis.tv, and all the other websites and podcast stations and news stations and satellite stations and radio stations that pick up this transmission. So, the fight for freedom, the fight for truth goes on. And one of the enemies, well, few of the enemies, but as an entity, the enemy of truth and free speech has become big tech and their social media applications, such as Twitter. Marjorie Taylor Greene seems to be mistakenly censored from Twitter an awful lot, doesn't she? And now the latest has happened. Twitter claims they mistakenly suspended Marjorie Taylor Greene after "He is risen" tweet. Ah, you're not allowed to say "he is risen." Now, maybe the lunatics at Twitter thought she was talking about Trump, and so you're not allowed to talk about Trump. No, she was talking about Jesus Christ, the Savior, and the Messiah. Of course, Twitter doesn't like you talking about Jesus Christ either. So, "He is risen. Happy Easter, everyone." Censored by Twitter. That's nice. And remember, it was Google that didn't even put anything up for Easter or Jesus on their search page, something they always do. Some radical leftist fart anniversary, they'll put that as a theme for the day on Google. But for Jesus Christ, our Savior on Resurrection Day, nope. Anything Islam, they'll always do it. Anything Chinese, they'll always do it. I mean, anything else but Christianity, anything else but Western values, they'll always promote and have a theme for the day, but not for Jesus, not for Christians. You're bad. More of the net censorship here. YouTube deleted 2.5 million dislikes from Biden White House videos, data indicates. Now, we've tracked some of this in live time. In fact, guys, pull up the White House page right now for me, please. We've tracked some of this in live time where Biden will be giving a speech on, you know, he'll do his one or two speeches a week, canned speeches, not actual press conferences, not actually live. But they'll broadcast them live, and they won't even get 1,000 people to tune in. And so I haven't looked, but let's take a look at some of the weak numbers that Biden has been. Oh, my gosh. Biden, nobody's watching this guy. In fact, the most recent video doesn't even have 1,000 views. I mean, seriously, views on ban.video and banthis.tv get more traffic and on the most censored website in the world. We get more traffic than Joe Biden on the most promoted mainstream website on the world, in the world. Think about that. But so back to my point. Yeah, look at this one. Is this the most recent press briefing, guys? Press briefing with Press Secretary Jen Psaki. This is live? Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. Okay, so this is what I'm telling you, though. So this is in live time. Right now, you have 2,000 people watching the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Those are weak numbers. Weak numbers. Anything we do here at InfoWars has more than 2,000. We don't even have to promote it. And we're censored everywhere. We get tens of thousands. By the way, they turn off the comments because all the comments are negative. Yeah, that's another angle of this. But so, here, let me focus on that, though. So you go and you look before they turn the comments off. You go look at the Biden videos. You go look at the White House videos. All the comments were saying Joe Biden is a pedophile. Hunter Biden is a pedophile. Joe Biden crime family. Joe Biden deals with China, sharing all the links and everything. So they had to turn the comments off because you're not allowed to communicate. You're not allowed to share information. The White House doesn't want you to do that under Joe Biden. But they go into the system. So, guys, pull up those numbers again. And let me just say what the numbers are right now in live time. I wasn't planning on this, but this is what they do in live time. They'll take the dislikes and likes. So right now in live time on the press secretary for the Biden White House, you have 126 likes to 2,700 dislikes. This ratio will continue to pan out in this regard. Okay? But then what you'll see is that the dislikes will just disappear throughout the day until they can get it down to about a 50-50 ratio split. Yes, and by the way, this is the White House official White House verified YouTube channel with 2 million subscribers. And the ratios for every Biden White House video are very similar to this, about 3,000 dislikes to about 100 likes. And then they go in and rig the algorithms and get it to about a 50-50 split. So, guys, let's draw back to the channel now. And so, yeah, so there you go. That's all I want to do. That's a perfect example. So then they go back after the video is archived, and then they show you these numbers. Guys, pull up that last screen. And then these are the doctored numbers, and they just say, oh, it was 309 likes to 1,300 dislikes. Those are manufactured numbers. So they just erase the dislikes. And again, the story, YouTube deletes 2.5 million dislikes from Biden White House videos, data indicates. So this is the guy that got the most votes ever. This is the guy with 80 plus million votes. This is the most popular presidential candidate of all time, supposedly the most popular president of all time. Nope. That was another lie. That was another lie of the Democrat Party. That was another lie of the mainstream media. Biden was the least popular candidate ever. This is the least popular president ever. This is the least popular White House ever. And they have to lie and censor the truth so you don't know it.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans, internal data, voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Sequel has a letter, license in all 50 states, and LS Consumer Access.org, number 330.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This video of a family being kicked off an airplane because their two-year-old is eating yogurt without a mask. How dare that two-year-old, that thought criminal two-year-old. I've got Hunter Biden saying he smoked more Parmesan cheese than any human in world history. That's a new one. But apparently Parmesan cheese is a psychoactive cheese. Did you know that? I did not know that. So Hunter Biden may actually be intentionally smoking Parmesan cheese. This is a wild story developing here. Somehow that's going to make the Biden family look better, is Hunter admitting he's such a drug addict he smokes cheese? Well, you distract from the pedophilia and the treason with the deals with China, then I guess that's not such a bad path to take. And now I've also just received the Biden White House concluding a day-late Easter event where their Easter bunny is in a mask and his wife is, like, cackling and laughing weirdly, like out of a Kamala Harris cackle session. So, I mean, it just gets weirder and weirder here, folks. And it's only going to get that way till we decide we actually want to live in reality and stop letting these psychopaths dictate the path for humanity's future. And now also, Pelosi is saying every congressional staffer, that's over 15,000,
Every congressional staffer now needs an extensive background check because they have to make sure that nobody that works at the Capitol supports Trump. They have to make sure that nobody that works at the Capitol dares go to InfoWars or Band.video or Project Veritas. This is a culling. The left is engaged in a culling of society right now. So you have the eugenists at the top, like Bill Gates, that want population control. Kill the old people, kill the fat people. That's what they're doing with COVID and the vaccine. And then you have the culture culling that the left is engaged in, saying you're not even allowed to participate in society unless you do everything that they want you to do. These are cult members. These are totalitarians. These are authoritarians. These are tyrants. So now everybody in D.C. has to get a background check to make sure that you're not potentially an American patriot. So if you love America, you don't get to work in D.C. And this Biden White House is just an embarrassment on so many fronts. But here's the latest mask psychosis. So this is what the media has done. This is what Fauci has done. This is what Bill Gates have done. Turning the average human into a paranoid schizophrenic over a mask that doesn't even work. This is part of the Civil War agenda. Pit one another against one another. Pit black against white. Pit Asians against this person. Pit this against that. Pit vaxxers against anti-vaxxers. Pit conservatives against liberals. All this stuff, all part of an agenda to destabilize the United States of America and force us into a civil war. We can't fall for it, folks. We can't fall for it. But, again, our hearts versus our wills to be free. Our wills to be free will win at the end of the day, and we'll restore what we lose of our heart in that battle. We'll reinstill those values in our lineage. But no. So this is the latest mask insanity. A family kicked off a flight because a 2-year-old eating yogurt didn't have a mask on.
Non-compliance,
we'll
have to get off.
I didn't want to do this. It's a baby sitting on the mother's lap, eating yogurt. They say you have to get off the plane. You're not complying.
Non-compliance with the mask. We're wearing a mask.
We're wearing a mask.
She's not wearing
it.
The baby?
Wearing a mask.
Oh, the baby
is
wearing a mask.
Keep
cutting
it on.
Wearing a mask.
A lot of kids are
wearing
a mask. And now the other passengers are realizing
why we're wearing it all the time.
Guys, stop wearing a mask all the time, everybody.
And now the father's trying to plead with the rest of the class, saying, how can they
I'll make sure that they're wearing it, okay?
That's only a child, a 2-year-old.
I'm not.
Not
my choice.
Whose choice?
Why would you lay down? I'm sorry, but she has to get up.
This is the sign of a collapsing civilization. This is a civilization gone insane. Wow, we got an update on this story. Let's complete this video, though, but we have a breaking update.
You have to get off.
Oh, what bill?
Pilot wants you off. She's just turned two months ago.
I understand. Girl just sitting here eating yogurt, and they're trying to kick her off the plane.
She's not there.
I sit out of the aircraft, so I will have to deplane the aircraft and call the police.
All for a virus with a 99.99% survivability rate.
No problem.
All for the flu. And you can see the other passengers just stunned that they're witnessing this tyranny.
Just keep the video going.
Yeah, it's pretty shocking to witness tyranny, to be a part of tyranny.
How are you?
To see global enslavement unfolding.
Is there water?
The only way to go against this, folks, is to just resist, to just push back. And you know what? You're going to have to make sacrifices. You're going to have to go into your discomfort zone. But this is the only way. Oh, look, she took her mask off to drink water. Oh, my gosh. Criminal. Biological warfare. How dare you? And then she puts the disease-ridden, bacteria-infested mask back on her face and now onto her baby's face.
A lady over here heard someone on the phone before we even got on the plane that they were planning this. Okay.
Before I even walked on the plane.
The captain was okay with it. The whole plane was okay with it. But there was one African-American that was not okay with this. Why? You're not complying. What do you mean? Not complying. Pregnant lady. Baby, I just turned two.
Yes, he does have a yarmulke. This is a Jewish man.
and wrote that she's not to.
Maybe that has something to do with it.
But I paid for her seats because I'm honest. Okay? I could have wrote she's not to, right? She doesn't have a license. And especially filed right over here.
So, that's seizures.
Okay. It's all political, folks. It's all political. And that's why liberals are ruining the world. And they're not actually liberals. And I only say liberals because that's just the common nomenclature for the current day. But they're not liberals. They're tyrants. They're authoritarians. They're communists. But apparently, so this is an update now. We've just got a breaking update here. Apparently, the Spirit Airlines flight attendant who ordered the family off the flight has been removed, and the family has been allowed back on. And now they're getting a new flight crew. So this creates a bunch of other questions, doesn't it? Why was there an original complaint filed? Why was this flight attendant forced to remove them? We have to fight back, folks. We have to resist because we cannot let this continue. And if there's one bad egg, if there's one masked Nazi out there who just does it for political reasons, and that's all it is. So, again, who knows what the guy could have been thinking? Could he, hey, this whitey without a mask, screw him. Hey, this Jew without a mask, screw him. I'm going to file a complaint. I don't know. It's definitely not that far-fetched. But just like they wear the mask to make a political statement, just like they want the forced vaccinations to make a political statement, they carry out the same routine in the day-to-day life. A bunny with a mask, the Biden administration brings it out. It's just all political. So they want to control you. They see you without a mask. That angers them. They want you to be enslaved. They want to control you. So they use the corporate government system set up to control you as leverage that makes them feel good. Like, I'm controlling them. Ha ha, I made them wear a mask. Ha ha, I made them get off the plane. And those are the sick psychotics that we're dealing with. Like the woman on the airplane that we ruled the video of earlier. But I'll tell you what, if that's not crazy enough, let's go to break with Hunter Biden telling you he smokes Parmesan cheese. No, we don't have the video. Well, this is very upsetting. So the crew, no, see, I'm not going to let this stand. The crew is back there smoking Parmesan cheese right now. You think this is a game, crew? You think because you watch Hunter Biden get interviewed by CBS and he talks about how great it is to smoke Parmesan cheese and you think you could be back there getting high off Parmesan cheese? No. Hunter Biden gets high off Parmesan cheese.
Yeah. I spent more time on my hands and knees picking through rugs. Smoking anything that even remotely resembled crack cocaine. I probably smoked more Parmesan cheese than anyone, anyone that you know, I'm sure, Tracy.
So this is good. So the Biden crime family are so drug addicted that they, and by the way, Joe Biden is passing bills to have people arrested for crack cocaine as his son is sifting through carpet fibers looking for crack cocaine and smoking Parmesan cheese. Of course, all of this is a distraction from the Biden crime family, the allegations of the pedophilia, the things that came out in the journal and the emails and the deals with China. So it's all a cover up.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.